Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome into another edition of the Big E Sports Show at the all-new SB Nation Radio. And we have got you covered over the next 2 hours. Of course, all of our guests tonight will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's progressive. And up first, it is time for some college football talk. We are delighted to have back with us from ESPN Radio, and that is Bill Rozinski. He is in Louisville getting prepared to call Florida State, the Louisville matchup, noon Eastern time kickoff. It's going to be nationally televised on ABC and, of course, airing on ESPN Radio. Good evening, Bill.
Hi, Alyssa. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you on. So let's get right to it. The second-ranked Florida Seminoles, they're on the road to face Louisville in a pivotal ACC showdown. I know all eyes seem to be on the Seminoles, but not so fast because Louisville has really emerged as a legit player out of the ACC. How good are they?
Well, I think we'll know a lot more about this Louisville team about maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They opened up. I mean, their numbers are absolutely obscene. When you take a look at what they've done offensively this year, they average 66 points a game. They rush for 343 yards a game, and they throw for 411. That's pretty strong. Now, they opened up against the Charlotte 49ers, and I live in Charlotte. So the 49ers are a young program. They were FCS until last year, so now they're FBS. And they're just getting their feet wet on the big stage. So that's who they opened with, and they put, I think, 70 on them. And then they played the ACC last Friday and got into an up-tempo game with Syracuse. Syracuse was a team, I've never seen an offense try to line up and run as many plays as they did offensively. So they've been in two games where their offense has been on the field a lot, and they're going to go up against what I think is a really good defense, Florida State. Now, Florida State had that opener against Ole Miss. I was there. I did that game in Orlando, two different halves, and they really shut down Chad Kelly in the second half. Now, they played Charleston Southern last week, and, I don't even look at that game. Kind of like the Louisville-Charlotte game. You know, what do you put into that?
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll see, and I don't know. The answer will be on the field tomorrow to see how good Louisville is.
Well, one of the reasons they are off to a fast start is because of their quarterback in Lamar Jackson. What have you learned preparing for this game? I mean, how special of a player is he, Bill?
Well, he's a big kid. He's 6'3", a little over 200 pounds. And the numbers, he's one of these guys that can beat you in the air, and he can take off and run. I'm looking at his rushing numbers right now. 318 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's throwing for 7 touchdowns, 697 yards. So, it really revolves around him, the read option, and he's got some really good receivers. Staples has been really good this year, quick. They can run the football as well. They have a couple of two or three guys they put in at running back. So, to me, this will all be about adjustments. And, can Florida State handle the up-tempo? Because they like to go up-tempo as well. But the big thing for Florida State this week, Alyssa, is they're going to be missing Derwin James.
Mm-hmm.
James is when you look at their depth chart, he's a free safety. But he is one of these guys, he's kind of like what you would call slash on the defense. He can play safety, he can play linebacker. They'll put him on the end-to-edge rush. And he is out, hurt his knee in that Charleston Southern loss, their win over Charleston Southern. So he's going to be out for probably like 6-7 weeks. So we'll see how big a loss that is for the Seminoles.
Yes, as you're talking about, the All-American defensive back suffered that cartilage tear left knee. And what are they projecting? I mean, how long potentially could he be out?
It's they're saying maybe 6 weeks. 7. It's really up to him. Mm-hmm. And at least it wasn't an ACL, which would put him out for the season. So. We'll see. Depends on how successful the surgery went, how the rehab goes, if there's any setbacks there. But, when you're Jimbo Fisher, you have a bevy of talent to choose from. So I'm sure someone will step in and try to take his place. But like I said, that's a big loss, especially with this team that they're playing tomorrow.
He's back with us from ESPN Radio. Bill Rozinski joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is set to call the action, Louisville, Florida State. And, of course, what is going to be the key to minimizing Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Louisville, from going off and, providing just some of those explosive plays?
Well, it might be the Florida State offense. I was really impressed with DeAndre Francois that opening game against Ole Miss. He showed me so much poise in the pocket, especially when they rallied in the second half to win that game. And I think this game might be dictated by Florida State's offense. Can they put together some long drives, keep that the other offense off the field, stick it in the end zone, and see how Louisville plays from behind? I think that's going to be an early key in the game because you want to take the crowd out of it. But Florida State's been in this position before, and they have to go up again. They went up against Ole Miss in that hurry-up offense. They have to play Clemson all the time. They will play Clemson later in the year, similar offense. So they've seen this before, maybe not to the talent that they're going to see in the in this game tomorrow. But I think that's a big key here. Can Dalvin Cook have a good game running the football? They've got some good receivers. Their tight end is solid. So we'll see if Francois, this is a big stage for him. You know, everybody's talking about Lamar Jackson.
You
but
bet.
Francois looked really good on Labor Day night, and we'll see if he can continue the success he had that day.
Okay, the Seminoles quarterback in Francois, how does he compare? What have you heard in terms of from the coaches perhaps on how he compares to Jameis Winston?
I think there's some similarities there. He's, in fact, it was funny, we were going into the broadcast against Ole Miss, and my broadcast partner, David Norrie, looked up Jameis Winston's numbers when he debuted, and it was, I believe it was a Labor Day night, his first game. And I think he hit, I'm not sure the exact number, but it was like 27 to 29, some, bizarre number of completions in that game, and looked really good. And he said, that's not going to happen tonight. Well, lo and behold, DeAndre Francois played some pretty good football. I think, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's, the book is still so incomplete on him. And I guess, we'll see. I'm trying to take a look here at some of the defensive numbers for Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's...
Yeah.
Who have you played? It's just really hard to get we've got the one book. We've seen the Florida State Ole Miss game. And we know Ole Miss is a good football team. We haven't seen Louisville against anybody really good yet. So, I think Francois is going to have a really good game tomorrow.
What do you think about the job that head coach for Louisville, Bobby Petrino, has done? He's tough to beat at home, 32-4 at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Come on.
Yeah, no, he's, everywhere he's gone, at the college level, there's been success. Now, you'd have to cross out his days as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That turned out to be an utter disaster. And it's interesting when you leave letters in players' locker rooms telling them you're quitting as the head coach and
yikes,
jump on a jet and go to Arkansas. But anyway, he has proven to be a tremendous offensive mind, and you've got to give him credit because he can recruit. We'll see how good Louisville's offense is tomorrow against a pretty darn good defense with some guys up front who can really get after the quarterback. So I guess that as I look at this game and break it down 10,000 different angles, I think maybe that's something we should really pay attention to in this game tomorrow.
Usually when we have you on the program, we're teeing it up and we're talking some golf. And so let's shift gears and let's hit on the Ryder Cup. Selections were announced earlier this week. Davis Love III made his selections with Ricky Fowler, J.B. Holmes, and Matt Kuchar. Do you agree? Is this who you expected?
I'll go with what they're talking about. This is, he's got one more pick to make, Alyssa, and it's going to come after the Tour Championship, which is next week in Atlanta. And a lot of people think if no one steps forward in Atlanta, that it could very well be Bubba Watson. Bubba's is not on the team right now because he is not the most popular player on the tour. And I think there's in the Ryder Cup, there's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of, there's a lot of team stuff that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the thinking is Bubba doesn't fit well in that type of situation. Now, our Ryder Cup team has been struggling because they've just been getting their butts kicked by the Europeans. I mean, there's no,
right.
They're trying to come up with some kind of format here where they can develop a Ryder Cup team because, Tiger's an assistant this year, Jim Furyk, Phil, Steve Stricker's a vice captain. I think that, they're trying to make this a team thing where you've got guys in the room who will be a part of this, maybe not necessarily playing, but be a part of this in a few weeks and then be, part of the selection process as this goes on. To me, it's go out and beat your guy. We've never been good at foursomes or four ball. We've usually been pretty good in head-to-head matchups on Sunday, but then that backfired out of the last time they played. U.S. was going in with the lead and then just collapsed in singles. So I have no idea. If they think this works, with the guys they selected. That's great. He's got one more pick to make. And from what I understand, if Daniel Berger, Justin Thomas, or Ryan Moore can win in Atlanta next week, mm-hmm. that guy will be the last guy picked. If they don't play well, then it could be Bubba, maybe Furyk. They make him a player. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
Hey, we are short on time. Been going one-on-one with ESPN Radio's Bill Rozinski tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Enjoy the call tomorrow. Louisville and Florida State. Thank you, Bill.
Sure, Alyssa, anytime. Thanks.
You bet. Stick around. R.C. Slocum is coming up next.